not up front. You can sit down on the carpet, or you can sit on a pew. But what'd you tell me when you saw me today, Zoe? Yep, you did hear that it's almost Christmas. And the reason I got so excited is that I have a story here, and we did read this story last year, and I'm going to need somebody, one of you guys, help in a minute. But what I want to do is read a story, because Zoe, who did you say was going to come tonight? Santa Claus. And you know, this is a story about Santa Claus, and his feast day is celebrated on December 6th. He's also known as St. Nicholas. Okay, but here is a story about St. Nicholas, about Santa Claus, that I wanted to read to you guys, and then we're going to do something special because we've been left a present. But here's the story. Once upon a time, not very long ago, two women were talking, obviously very concerned. Buying Christmas gifts for the family and friends is one thing, and I'm glad to do it, but I'm afraid Santa Claus has taken over. He's causing many people to forget the real significance of Christmas. I agree. After all, it's Jesus' birthday, her friend replies. Now, Santa overhears a lot of stuff when he's out making his list about who's being naughty and nice. And much of what he hears goes in one ear and then out the other. But this Christmas, he couldn't stop thinking about what those women said. Even while the elves were helping him load his sleigh, those awful words rang in his ears. Could they possibly be right? As he went from house to house delivering toys, Santa couldn't stop worrying. Some people do forget Jesus on Christmas. Could it be his fault? Santa's last stop, as usual, was at the church that had a life-size nativity scene. Every year, Santa loved to be the first person to wish Jesus happy birthday. And he always brought a special present for the Christ child. But this year, Santa's footsteps were very heavy and very slow. He opened the door at the back of the church. He crept into the very last pew. His feet refused to carry him to the front where the crib where the figure of the baby Jesus lied. He hid his present under the pew. He'd never felt so drained. Tears rolled down his cheek, and even though children had left him cookies and milk and many loving letters, he still couldn't remember when he felt so sad or so alone. What's wrong? Giving presents was always such a joy before, Santa thought out loud. And he sat back and he closed his eyes. Suddenly, he heard a voice calling. Santa! Santa! St. Nicholas! Santa quickly wiped his eyes. He didn't want anyone to see him crying. He looked around the church and the voice sounded familiar, but there was no one in sight. Cheer up. It's certainly not your fault that some people forget the significance of this day, the voice continued. Ever since you were born in a far-off land of Turkey, only 300 years after my son Jesus was born, you've done far more than most to spread the true Christmas spirit. Santa could hardly believe his ears. God was actually speaking to him. And his voice was warm and loving, and he didn't sound angry at all. Don't forget how long ago your distinguished career started, God continued. It all began when, at a very young age, you were named Bishop of Myra because of your many acts of charity. Santa smiled, suddenly remembering his colorful past. Everyone called me Nicholas then, he recalled. And that's when I discovered how great it felt to help those in need. And we'll get the page turned here in a minute. And you certainly help them often, God added. Remember the poor merchant who didn't have enough money to pay for the wedding for his three daughters? You secretly threw a bag of gold into each girl's window, thinking no one would see you, but somebody did. For the good deeds, you were named patron saint of young marriageable maidens. And three gold balls hang outside pawn shops to this very day to represent those three bags of gold. Sancho chuckled quietly. He'd forgotten about that. You've always loved children, God reminded him. Among other good deeds, you were credited with rescuing some young boys from horrible death and were named the patron saint of children. That's the title I treasure the most of all, Santa admitted. Well, don't tell that to many sailors who pray to you for help when they are threatened by stormy seas or shipwreck. You are the patron saint of sailors, too. And I'm the patron saint of Russia, Santa added. And a big smile lit up his face. He had certainly lived an exciting and busy life. Churches in many cities are named after me. My feast day, the feast day of St. Nicholas, is December 6th, a very special day for celebration and gift-giving in many parts of the world. You are known by many names, God reminded Santa. For the Germans, you are called Kris Kringle, which actually means Christ child. That's true, but my most popular name is Santa Claus, Santa interrupted. Some say it comes from the Dutch, Sinterklaas, but I think it comes from the way small children say St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. Santa pulled thoughtfully on his beard and looked down at his bright red suit. Red had been his favorite color ever since he wore the red robes of a bishop. But he hadn't been so fat then. Actually, he's only had a round belly for a relatively short period of time. In 1823, his friend, Clement Moore, wrote a famous poem called The Night Before Christmas, and it depicted Santa as having a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. All right. Soon many people were drawing pictures of Santa Claus. The famous political cartoonist Thomas Nash, he's the guy that created the Republican elephant and the Democratic donkey. He first drew him with a long beard and a round belly, and later Coca-Cola began advertising, and since then, with the help of television, magazines, and newspapers, the figure of Santa is known everywhere. And Jesus and I want to thank you for helping spread the news of Christmas to every corner of the world, God said softly. And every year you help millions of people, young and old, show how much they love one another. Because of you, people everywhere fill their hearts with joy and love on Jesus' special day. Thank you, God, whispered Santa. He felt better than he'd felt in months. It was a very special job, after all. Santa jumped up and said next year he would work even harder, filling hearts with love and joy so they would be ready for the Christ child on Christmas morning. He could hardly wait. The morning sun streamed through the stained glass windows of the church, and it bathed the figures of the infant Jesus and Mary and Joseph in its bright, warm rays. Santa reached under the pew and pulled out a present that he had brought for the Christ child. He knew he would have to hurry if he wanted to be the first to wish Jesus happy birthday. He almost ran up the aisle, took off his hat, knelt down, and placed his beautifully wrapped present next to the manger. It was the same present he had given Jesus every year, but now he knew for sure this was the one present that Jesus wanted the most of all. Inside the box were the lists of the kind and loving things people, young and old, had done for one another during the year. "Happy birthday," Santa whispered to Jesus. "And please, thank your Father for making a special place for me in his plan. I promise never to doubt his wisdom again." He smiled lovingly at the figure of the tiny infant. Now no one who comes to church in Christmas and sees Santa kneeling there thinks it's strange at all. They can see that is the perfect place for Santa to be on Christmas. Some people, the legend says, even insist the babe in the manger is smiling back at Santa. Now, would you like to help me? Who would like to help me? Would you like to help me? I want you two to go up and get that present for me and bring it back here. All right. You guys ever heard of two men in a truck? Put the present down and help one another open it. You guys can help open it. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's get this top off here. All right. Okay. It comes like this. There we are. Uh-oh.
More.
Yep, we don't want to try that. Okay. Let's get this out. How can we do
this? Pull this off.
Okay, we did it. Okay. We'll get it. You guys hold the box and I'll pull this out.
Okay.
There we are. Okay, put the styrofoam back.
Good.
We're all covered with styrofoam. Okay. Here we are. Remember this from last year?
Yeah, and the year before that.
No, it wasn't the year before that. Last year. First year. Okay. Why don't you go put that right up on there? Okay?
On the table?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you all. Merry Christmas. Thanks for helping.